and above, and also child-headed households of people who have whose parents or kids whose parents have passed on. We prioritize those people when we are dealing with our list or people who are going to our houses. So that remains our priority. I think I've spoken about the building not occupied. We're dealing with Woodstock, which was not occupied. We have engineers on site. I've touched on that. Salt River, the social housing partner is on site. So they are just waiting to do construction on that particular site. The issue of integration, I think Mayor touched on it a number of times. We do this, all these projects that are particularly are involving social housing, they are in the inner city and they form part of integration. Lastly, if you didn't hear me, I said on construction, of women construction that Honorable Mkalipi raised, we said we're launching a program now as the City of Cape Town where CIDB, NHBRC, which are key stakeholders in the built environment, will be participating with us to be able to develop your smaller youth and women entities. So, that is it. I think I can hand over to Mayor now to sum up. Thank you so much.
Honorable Chairperson, thank you very much. I will be very brief. Just on the last pieces of input from my side is Honorable Hendricks. I would love to engage my friend on his Masipumalele issues. I'm not going to say much. I don't want to waste the panel's time. And also, maybe I take him up on his offer for a discussion on Peri. The issue, Honorable Khadebe, look, I've said enough about land invasions. I think I just need to say a last thing about Somerset Hospital and Woodstock. The moment this it is made known that we want to transform those hospitals into housing units, there was invasions. And currently it's a lengthy drag-out legal process because of people, to get people out, that is jumping the housing queue. That's what's happening there. And if we are not going to stop that, I don't know what else will help, because the people, the law-abiding people on the waiting list will say, what then are their names doing on the waiting list if this is happening? If we're just going to grace them the rights to stay on land and to stay where they are and that sort of thing. And I think the issue, I am not going to mention names, and I think we're on par with our colleagues in council. Councillors from all the other opposition parties in council, Honorable Chair, and I want you in your capacity as Chair to hear this. I have mails, emails, WhatsApp messages from opposition across the board complaining about land invasions, although they don't want to make their voices heard publicly. Publicly, they give the impression they support the invaders, but they know if that land is invaded, the land is lost for development. And Honorable Chairperson, that is my gripe. That is unfortunately my problem. And that is why I wrote to the Honorable President to say we must discuss this issue, because the law-abiding people is of the opinion. It doesn't help to be law-abiding, because invaders just get... we need to address these issues. But leave that. Honorable Kalipi, thank you so much for the fact that you accept my offer to have a cup of tea with me. We will leave the chairperson out of that. We will leave the chairperson out of the cup of tea. But I think the Honorable Chair will agree with me. We must build the necessary relationships and we must understand one another. But I also want to say to you, the issue with regard to the basic services not attended to, please get my cell number from Honorable Chairperson. The Honorable Chair, very good in contacting my office through her office. And please do that.
Get your cell number from Honorable Mkalipi.
Yeah, you must, please, Chairperson, please. But I also must say that this week, the EFF members and ANC councillors were in my office to come and fetch their food parcels for their people. So we treat all councillors the same. and it helped with a working relationship in the city. Councillor Geza, I hear what you are saying. I appreciate your input, and then I think the reason, Chair, and maybe that is a topic also we can talk about. The issue with regard to from time to time, if we give a development to a bigger developer, we also need to make money. Government also need to get income. Government cannot just want to give. So what we are doing with certain portions of development to allow that is to say to that developer, now we ask you to pay the highest notch of rates to the city. Because we use that higher notch of rates to cross-subsidize our infrastructure, our developmental programs and that. But that is a discussion, Councillor Geza, we can have. On the other issues, the unused buildings and et cetera, we can address that as we go along. To the Honourable Chairperson, look, the foreshore issue, it is the development is not, the practical development have not started. It is the planning processes. What I mean by that, Honourable Chair, the planning of that is underway. And then we still need to have a public participation process where the public can give the necessary input as well. And with Potterkloof, the developer appointed is a non-white developer, and built-in is definitely is a portion of affordable housing and that sort of thing as well. And we're going to watch that development very, very closely. I want to say to you, Honourable Chair, on this note, thank you very much for inviting us again. We really, the city appreciate it. I was just trying to unleash with regard to how the city of Cape Town understand issues. And the corrective messages from your side, we appreciate that. And thank you very much that you also have an open door to listen to the input of the city of Cape Town. And if you want us in future to come back again, we will definitely accept. Thank you so much. And thank you for all the beautiful input from all the members of the committee. Thank you.
I'm glad you take it in that still constructive discussion for the betterment of the lives of our people. We are still going to engage. It's an ongoing process. At the same time, we'll be addressing our people's needs together in a way also to support the city so that it becomes a city to live in that belongs to all who live in it. So we sincerely appreciate your coming, Executive Mayor, and the invitation that you are extending that on future matters we can still continue to engage. In so doing, we appreciate the mere fact that you are not running away from being held accountable as well, which is a very good indicator. Colleagues, I should think we can excuse the colleagues from the city so that we can then continue with our further business of the day. Executive Mayor and team, I think we'd love to excuse you.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you and appreciate your coming. We'll still continue to engage. Remember, there's a commitment that once you finish the investigations, you're going to come back to us. We'll await that feedback. You'll tell us when the report is ready so that we can continue to engage on those matters. I want to thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah, you are excused with the team. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, I'm still wanting to check the quorum because we need to adopt our committee report. Quickly, I should think you might have read the report. I see in our midst, Honorable Opperman, Honorable Khanif Hendricks, Honorable Megito, Honorable Inkosi Luthuli have been so quiet today in the visit. I don't know why. Honorable Mkaliti, Honorable Brink, Honorable Direko, Honorable Keza, Honorable Hadewe, and Honorable Pritikawa. So we do form a quorum. I'm hearing. Can you assist us apart from the committee report, which other documents must we adopt tonight?
Chairperson, for tonight we can only these minutes and other petition reports, but for tonight the special adjustments report is actually the most important because we want to 80 seats in tonight, 80 seats so that it's available for other members for the debate on Wednesday morning.
Yes. So the issue is that then on Wednesday we have a debate that is scheduled for us. If the colleagues have seen the list of the budget votes, ours is on Wednesday, the 22nd, from 10 to 11:45. So we are doing it together with the, yes, that's our budget vote. So we need to get the report 80 seats. And then there are issues in relation to the CRL and the demarcation. Those reports were sent, referred back to us late. When were they referred back to us late, Shirin? When was the date again? Remind me.
They were sent, it was only the MDB that tabled a report. I think it was on Monday, but it's only the MDB. So
they tabled their report after we have considered the adjusted ones for the two departments. So it was late. We could have coupled, do it the same with them. When did you receive it?
Sorry, Chairperson?
When did you receive the report that was tabled later by the MDB?
The report was tabled, it was on Monday, I think.
This Monday. And we already considered the two departments' reports, unfortunately. So you will advise us on the way forward how do we then schedule it. And then I'm in a tight and detailed situation because if we're going to deal, if we have Wednesday, how do you think we can deal with the MDB one?
Chairperson, I spoke to a colleague of mine on appropriations. They say for now the department adjustments, they are the most important that we report on those.
Mm.
And in the department adjustments, it will show the transfers or the decreases from the entities.
Okay. Fine. I wanted that clarity. The committee also would have loved to deal with that. Then, are you able to zoom the report? I believe the colleagues had an opportunity to go through the report. Colleagues, we are on page one of the report. Any issue, corrections, additions that colleagues want to raise when it comes to this? In fact, is the introduction. So it can be the ticks and the dots that we want to deal with. Item number two, synopsis of the special adjustments. These are the matters that we dealt with in your briefing notes towards the consideration of the adjusted budget. There's nothing new. It's also coming from the Treasury documents. Then I think let's go to item number 3, committee observations. Is still as it is, the deputy minister. I hope you have seen it. And we still keep it as it is. Then 3.2, traditional affairs. You can see we've dealt with it. We had ample time up to 3.6. And then 3.7, the issue of the water crisis in Msinga. That's a matter that is still here. And then when we meet next week, we want to progress on that one. From 3.6, then for the department is 3.8. The program head has committed that he's going to give us a report toward by the end of the month, beginning of next month. And you can see 3.11. And 3.12, our recommendations in relation to the department of 4.1.
Proceed, Chair.
4.2.4.3, 4.4, 4.5, 4.6, 4.7. Then can I have a mover and a seconder? Colleagues, can I have a mover? Mkalipi, you want to move? You
are Honorable.
Two of you, are you competing for the space, you and Mkalipi? Who wants to speak?
Chair, I'd like to move for the adoption as the true reflection of issues raised, resolved, and agreed upon.
Thank you. Can I have any seconder motion for the adoption of the report? It's moved by Honorable Deki Hadeg.
Chair, I seconded.
Ndabezi Thabile Thuli has seconded the adoption of the report. Then the report is agreed to. So, colleagues, you can go now and start to prepare for the debate.
Chair, can you register the rejection of the EFF?
Rejection of the EFF? Objection of the EFF of the report? Noted. Honorable Brink?
Chair, as is customary, we're happy to let the report go through to the National Assembly.
Okay. You want to explain why you are rejecting the report, Mkalipi?
No, Chair.
We'll see you at the debate. Mkalipi? Okay, colleagues.
She's paralyzed.
She's
paralyzed.
Who's paralyzed?
Chair?
if we wanted to understand your objection,
No, Chair, we'll say it on the declaration when we do the declaration on Tuesday, on Wednesday.
Full of surprises.
Yeah, we'll talk there. No, no, no. No surprises, Chair. I mean, it's a political position.
I understand.
No. We're not sell out.
No, I know. I understand. That's why. No, otherwise, the report is adopted and we'll await for that debate. We are looking forward to that, Honorable Mkalit.
Yeah, hence the
guys also smiling on this matter. It's okay. Let's adjourn our meeting. Let's adjourn our meeting. Good night. Enjoy your weekend.
She will recover.